After only a month of living in South Carolina, we learned Moulton was the place to be. Small town living in a big city. It's nice. I used to live on the west side, so I was the closest I could be to the arena, since I am there almost every day. But when Lana burned down our house, I decided I needed a big change, so I moved to the east side. The east side has a beach, and man, is it gorgeous. After moving into my little bungalow 4 days ago, I can't help but think I'd rather have started taking the extra 15-minute ride to the arena a while back. The ocean alone is worth the time it takes to get there. Since I haven't been on this side of town long, I haven't had a chance to hit up Perk Me Up. I love me some coffee, and so does Mary. We head inside, and it's got a groovy kind of feel to it. Very hippy-dippy. They probably have special brownies. He's such a dork. As we head to the counter, though, something catches my eye. Better yet, someone. Someone I know. Her long brown hair flows down her back in beautiful thick curls. Her arms aren't as toned as I remember, and I need to know if she still has those thighs and ass that do not stop. Her lashes are long, kissing her rosy cheeks, and she speaks quickly into her phone. Her lips are thick and a nice glossy pink color that has me tight in all the right places. She's in a pair of hip-hugging jeans and a weathered teal Bully's tee. The shirt has seen better days, but it looks awesome on her and brings back crazy memories of my time on the Bellevue Bullies. All that should be enough to stun me in place, but it's her bright blue eyes that do just that. My heart starts to race, and shit, my palms are sweating. The memories from college come back tenfold, almost like taking a puck to the ribs, right where there isn't any padding. Good Lord, it's Amelia Justice, my best friend's sister.